But what we've done on this picture right here is to show you, if you will, what the Stephen F. Austin complex would look like. The reason that we're showing you this, and I need to make it clear to you board and to community, this is not set in stone. If you look, this is not a real rendering. It's not a real architectural drawing. It's to show you as a board and to show the community and the public what we're going to do with SFA and this entire block. Because when we began the conversation about 6 months ago, you read editorials talking about, well, this entire block's going to turn into just a bunch of administrators, and that's not true. So I wanted to walk you through this entire block and why we chose this block, and it saved money because we're not buying another piece of property for Stephen F. Austin. So if you look right here, this section right here is the current Stephen F. Austin building, Stephen F. Austin Middle School. All right, if you look, this is the existing old gymnasium at SFA. Tommy, I'm sorry, we need to move. I need to get a bigger screen. When this thing passes, we'll have a bigger ceiling. We can show you a better view rendering, Mr. Vasquez. If you look right here, this is the current Civic Auditorium. And right here is the current second gymnasium. What we're not doing is tearing anything down except one building. We're tearing down the old, which would be located approximately right here where this is the old wood shop. That's the only building that we would raise. But through this, what we are doing to save additional monies is to use the existing gym, use the existing Civic Auditorium, and then use the existing auxiliary gym and tie this entire complex together on the existing site. Why is that important? Well, number one, we don't have to buy any more land to build the schools. We don't have to go and spend money for new athletic facilities. This is the current tennis courts. Those are expensive. It's concrete. Concrete goes up. We can continue to use the same exact tennis courts. We're using this. Now, this building right here, the auxiliary gymnasium, will be used for classrooms. It will be used for the library, because we don't want to take a building that's as new as it really was and tear it down. So we will use this existing building. So really what you'll see is a winding area that will start here at the very front of what would be, I guess, equal to the front of the Civic, and it just winds through the corridor area all the way through. That's our common theme. So through this, there would be a renovation of Civic Auditorium. There would be an orchestra room, which SFA currently is inside the building. So you'd have an orchestra room somewhere in here. You'd have a new band hall, special education offices. One thing that the Civic Auditorium currently does not have is a set shop. What they do is they build all of their sets and they build all of their props inside Stephen F. or inside of Civic. And of course, you go through there and you see the spots where we've worked and it's not really up to speed. So what we're going to do is put a small set shop here. We will tie in to the Civic Auditorium, and this little area right here that's all in yellow, that will all be inside. So when you go into SFA, you can actually come in the front door here and you can go either right to the Civic Auditorium or left into the administration area. It flows very well. You have the administration up front. You have the classroom spaces here. You have art. You have the career and technology areas here, which would back up to the courtyard area for your deliveries. Then you have your kitchen area. Again, you have plenty of space here for deliveries. And then you put an auxiliary small gym right here and then tie all this together. So everything at SFA now will be inside. For a campus that has so many exterior doors, to a campus now where everything is inside.